I am an ineffective teacher right now in many ways. A lot of what I would normally do has been has eroded, you know, my normal practice of cooperative learning and discussion-based learning and engaging kids in projects and in seminars. A lot of the active part of teaching has sort of disappeared. And I sit at a desk 6 feet apart or more, 6 feet apart or more from my students, and they're all sitting in rows facing me, generally behind dividers. And there are kids who are still fully remote. So I'm looking at a screen that I can never really leave for long periods of time. And I'm also trying to monitor the kids who are learning from a computer for the most part, because paper-based learning has sort of disappeared in this process. So it's kind of uncomfortable to be a teacher right now in that sense, because you know that it's not the optimal way for kids to learn. But you're kind of tied to this format because of the danger of the pandemic and the exchange of germs that happens, and keeping kids apart is important because if they're together for any serious length of time, they'll end up being quarantined, and then that disrupts their learning even more. So we do have a lot more students back in school, which is great. But in all of my classes, at any given time, I have, you know, 5 to 6 students out of that group, which could be, you know, anywhere from a third to a fourth of my kids who are home. And I don't have access to them. I don't know what they're doing unless I see it on a Google Doc. And a lot of times they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing because nothing happens. When I look at the Google Doc, it's the same way it was the day before. And I say things and I write something in the chat to them to kind of, you know, push them in the right direction. But it's not the same as having the kids in front of me and having them learn from each other and having good discussions. And really that interaction, that human interaction, is kind of missing from both teaching and learning. So it's tough. Continues to be a struggle.